with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Amazon says it's not planning to display added tariff costs next to product prices on its site. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
When asked about news reports that Amazon was going to display the cost of President Trump's tariffs, White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt slammed the idea.
This is a hostile and political act by Amazon.
After the criticism, Amazon said the plan was never approved and is not going to happen. And the president talked to CEO Jeff Bezos.
I appreciated what he did.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. automakers are set to get a break on some of the sweeping tariffs President Trump is imposing. He's relaxing some of his 25% tariffs on autos and auto parts. Speaking with reporters before boarding Marine One, President Trump says he wants to give automakers a reprieve from his tariffs.
We just wanted to help them during this little transition, short term, and during this little, if they can't get parts, you know, it has to do with a very small percentage. If they can't get parts, we didn't want to penalize them. They have a one-year period, and then they have an extra year. But it's for a very, very small part of the car.
Trump portrayed the changes as a bridge toward automakers moving more productions into the United States. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has suspended a judge accused of helping a man evade immigration authorities. The FBI took Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan into custody on Friday morning at the county courthouse. She faces federal charges of concealing an individual to prevent his discovery and arrest and obstructing or impeding a proceeding. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 300 points, the Nasdaq rose 95, the S&P advanced 32. This is News. Who's a regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians in Iran is surging, according to Article 18, a British human rights group. Nearly 100 believers were sentenced to prison for their faith in 2024 by Iranian courts. That's a 600% increase over 2023. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is also concerned about so-called Muslim morality police. This is SRN News. The markets move higher.
Stocks rose again on Wall Street, even as company CEOs say they weren't sure if their good results would last as uncertainty about the economy grows. The CEOs say they're concerned that President Donald Trump's trade war could cause higher inflation and slow down the economy. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Tuesday. That was its sixth gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 300 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. UPS, General Motors, and JetBlue Airways were some of the companies reporting better results for the first 3 months of the year. Several companies pulled their forecasts because the outlook for the economy was becoming so unclear. Seth Sutel, New York.
Starbucks sales are on the upswing again, rising 2% to $8.76 billion. It was Starbucks' first quarterly revenue increase in more than a year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.